This morning and afternoon, the House Judiciary Committee will take testimony on a plan by Shumlin to bar public employees convicted of financial crimes from having those crimes pad their pensions. That push follows charges last year against former Vermont State Police Sergeant James Deegan, who has been accused of inflating his pay by filing false overtime reports. This afternoon, the House Human Services Committee takes testimony on Shumlin's plan to put new time limits on how long someone can stay on the state's Welfare to Work Reach Up program. For WAMC News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.